And he was, now they know he's our Messiah. This man was healed after Jesus had died for him. And Jesus rose again. And the religious people lied and said that his followers came and stole his body. And they paid people to do this lie. See, the enemy always try to get people back to a realm where he can control their lives. And everybody who listened to those lies, they went on to hell. Their lives didn't work until they believed on Jesus Christ, if they ever did. But those who believe Jesus receive the Holy Spirit. Receiving the Holy, sometimes people just want to get saved and receive the Holy Spirit without receiving the Word. You have to get saved, receive the Holy Spirit, and receive the Word of God. Always stay connected to the head, which is Jesus. The Holy Spirit connects us to the head. The Word of God connects us to Jesus, our head. Those are his words, inspired by the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father. So when we live from that realm, we will always succeed more and more. Everything God makes is able to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. How much more? The birds and all the animals, they were fruitful and they multiplied. None of the animals God made is extinct. Now, there are animals that are extinct, but they were made before God made man. God told Job that he made behemoth with him. So, which is our reference to the fact that he made animals before he made Adam. But the earth was void and desolate, so they died. The things of God are designed to multiply continually. And the animals, they do what, I mean, they're ready to do what they should do. But man has tried many another path. And the Lord didn't say go another route. He said be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Why not receive training? Training is very important. Sometimes people go to church and they get used to their pastor's teaching. They learn to the point that whatever he teaches, they've heard it before. All right, they've gotten stronger and don't realize it. And none of his messages seem new anymore. Well, that's because you've gotten stronger. What do? When you're not learning, some people, they change churches. That's the wrong thing to do. You got to a point of graduation. In God's house, you will graduate. When you get to that point where you're understanding things in this right relationship, and you heard the word, you're an elder now. What that means is take spiritual responsibility. Take covenant responsibility. When you see things, don't go bug the pastor about fixing it. You fix it. Pray for the situation. Pray for people. You've been learning all these things all these years, and you gotten to a point where your life is working, you understand things, you start taking responsibility. Ask God what he wants you to do. And do it. Be faithful. When that happens, when a church get to a point where it's growing, and you can pray, if you see any need you see, you can pray for growth. You can pray for the needs. You take spiritual responsibility. You don't have to go and find another church unless God tell you to. If there's a problem that can't be fixed and God send you somewhere else, I understand that. That have happened to me before. And sometimes it's not a problem. God just had me to do, he wanted me to do something elsewhere. And that's all right. Whatever the Holy Spirit say is the best thing to do. Remember something about the Lord. Everything he say do, he evaluated it very well first. And he see what you're doing. He see what you're capable of. He know what's necessary. He know where the hot spots are. So he raise up people for the hot spots. So sometimes a minister may help people get to a point so that they can help another minister. With God, all things are possible. But if you traditionalize your ministry, you see, if, and also I heard Pastor Webb say this. He said, if you have to leave a church, leave the right way. Don't leave in strife. Don't leave in bitterness. If it's God, God will help you do things decently and in order. And that's very important. Otherwise, you can hurt God's people by just being haphazard. You have to do things the right way. And that's what I say, Lord, I haven't always done things perfectly. I've done a lot of things, but I want to be covenant appropriate. I want to be right in your eyes. I want to do things the right way. And so that's what I try to do. Now, when it's God, it don't change. When the Lord had me, whenever he wanted me to do something else, he started dealing with me about it. And the last time I had to leave a church, and the Lord kept dealing with me about it, I said, I'm not mad. I don't want to go nowhere. What? But he kept dealing with me about it. Then he stopped giving me Sunday school lessons. Then I knew it was him. And then I got confirmations. He gave me dreams and visions. So I said, okay. It's important, whatever you have to do, do it right. Do it where it honors God. If it can't honor God, don't do it. But if God is guiding you, do it the right way. Also, we are capable of so much. We are capable of so much. One person can start something that the devil can't stop. Kenneth Hagin did this. The Lord showed him a vision in, I think it was 1960. I sent the video to my pastor. The Lord showed him a dream of America with burned out cities. All the skyscrapers were just burned out hulls. And a nuclear war had happened. And he said, Lord, what is this? He said, I'm giving you the short version. It's on YouTube still, so you can go and look at it. And I'm going to send that same video to a friend. But anyway, it's on YouTube currently. It was Kenneth Hagin's vision. I think it was 1960. It was a prophecy vision. He said if the word of God didn't go forth, that's what would happen. Well, guess what? He told people about it. And he spoke the word. He warned the people. And he preached the word on TV, on radio, and so many wonderful people helped him do it. I promise you this, he didn't do it by himself. He spoke the word, and people got on board and became partners, and they sent money in. Now, they couldn't do what he did, but they financed him. They bought the books, the tapes, eventually the CDs. They went to the conferences. They donated money. Some people donated millions. So many people have become millionaires because of the anointing. Because of anointed people being obedient. The Lord gave me this word called the activated anointing. It's free. It's on this website, newlivingletters.com. And I actually put it on audio page 7, and it's also on the Living Letters page. And it's not that many writings on the Living Letter page, even though this is Living Letter Ministries. I'm going to start putting until Jesus come back, I'm going to start putting more of my old writings on there. But, and I got a lot of them. And my other website, it's not active anymore. It failed on me, and it got stuck. I couldn't manage it. Eventually, it's not up and running anymore. And I had a lot of writings on it. But I'm going to systematically put a lot of things back on that Living Letter page. But there are so many audio files. And everybody that's been listening, you know, the Lord he's deploying you now. People that have, you're going to, this website, and don't stop using it, and encourage other faithful people to use it as well, because the difference between what God give you to do and you finishing it, there's the Lord, he gave me this ministry to help people follow through with what he gave them to do. See, you got to stay connected to the head. Kenneth Hagin stayed connected to the head. He had visions and dreams of Jesus, and he was obedient. He didn't just have visions and dreams and write about it and forget it. He didn't just have visions and dreams and then not seek out the interpretation and forget it. He used it in his life, and he ministered it, and he gave it to successors. Millions of successors have heard his testimony. He became a household name. Why? Because he's a wonderful person? No. But because he was obedient and he loved God. And he became a person that lived a godly life that God can foundationally build upon. And see, he helped me in my life many, many ways. I listened to his tapes and I heard him on the radio. And I read a few of his books. Now, my pastor bought all of his books and went to Rhema. But I couldn't go to Rhema. I had to, God gave me another route. I asked the Lord, do you want me to go to Rhema? But he gave me a piece about keeping my business and doing it. I had to walk the road that God gave me. But I had access to his knowledge because I listened to him and I read the Word of Faith magazines and I was faithful. But the books I didn't buy, I listened to him on audio. And I learned how to fight. I learned how to use authority and apply the word. But the what God has done is, as long as we are faithful and live from the heavenly realm, staying connected to the head, if Jesus can't tell you what to do and you obey it, then there's a problem. Now, my right arm is the arm I use to work a lot with, and also my left arm. Now, they're connected to my brain, the head. If something stopped working, if my left hand get disconnected from my head, my hand won't be able to help me anymore. Neither will any person who's in the body of Christ. If you don't build with him, you will scatter. Even if you try to do good things of your own wit and intention, if it's not connected to the head, even though it's a good work, it can be out of time. It can be too late. It can be, too early. It can be to the wrong audience. And it won't work right. And then you can think you're helping people when you're not, just like the people that was given the Colossians, their version of what was right. And they were not connected to the head. They were trying to put them under the law. And the Pharisees and Sadducees and the priests trying to get Peter and all of the apostles not to preach in Jesus' name. After the man got healed that never walked. Does that make any sense? Peter said, we can't but speak. So some people are demonized and some people are just stupid. And they'll try stuff like that. And think that they are right and you're wrong. Well, when that happens, do what's right anyway. Stick to the love of God and stay connected to the head. Jesus said that the Pharisees, they go high and low. They look high and low to make a proselyte, and they make him twofold more the child of hell than they were. Why? Because when you're operating in this realm, if you have a mind to do things according to the natural and not the order of God, that's where Satan is going to give you more interference. So the second stage of deception is worse than the first. Or the second generation of deception is far worse than the previous. Because they learn wrong and they do things the wrong way. They don't have peace. They don't have joy. They don't have the guidance of God. They're disconnected. And because they have a mind Satan is afraid of people, anybody that has a devotion towards God and they can't see him, even if it's another religion. Why he got their attention and why they're doing things his way? He feed them lies. Now he know that they trying to honor God. They don't really care about his ways, but because they're disconnected from Jesus, he would try to orchestrate their life to remain in the natural so he can shove them off the cliff Now, it's one thing to be devoted to God, and it's another thing entirely to be connected to the head. When you live according to God's word and you really love God, you're going to honor Jesus. You're going to see what he did. And this is something God put in our face. Everybody that lived the light, everybody that lived the light of God's word attract people that want it. And everybody who reject Jesus, they really hate God. And that cannot be separated. People that really love the world, they really going to have a problem with Jesus. If they got a problem with God, they're going to have a problem with Jesus. If they got a problem with God's messengers, they also have a problem with Jesus. If Jesus sent us out, because he's the head and we're the body, we're obeying him. All the people that got a problem with you, they got a problem with him. And all the people that's got a problem with Jesus, they got a problem with God. It cannot be separated. People that hate you because you love Jesus, I'm going to say it again. People that hate you because you love Jesus, they hate Jesus too. They don't like him. And they operate according to this natural world. But people who love God and say they love God, and then when Jesus is introduced, he means something to them. And that's the kind of heart the Holy Spirit can work with. And then they end up getting saved. And then those that are sincere, they end up receiving the Holy Spirit. If they're not taught against the Holy Spirit, some good people are taught not that that went away, and they don't have appetite for it because they never experienced it. And then there are those who heard all that the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues is done away with, and then they find out it hadn't been done away with, and they seek it out and receive it. So you got all kind of people of God, but as long as they believe on Jesus. And they stay and they connect to the head somewhere, they're going to have pockets of success in their life wherever they will obey him. And that's how it is. Now, what if a person was totally in obedience to God? And everything that Lord said, they did it with enthusiasm, sincerity, they were relentless about it, and they wanted to obey God. Think about it. They will grow from glory to glory, and failure will be a thing of the past. They'll make all the necessary adjustments. Now, what if a person really loved God, they really want to obey him, they receive the Holy Spirit, they receive the word, and the Lord is working with them, and they remain obedient? They're going to come to a point, you know. They're going to introduce greater things before they, you know, they're going to introduce greater things in this realm and in their life. Why? Because they're connected to the head. Now, a person, let's say a person, they love the Lord, they get saved, they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're thoroughly devoted to the Lord. The Lord can cause them to say something that will amaze people that's been following God all their life for 80, 90 years. Here comes this new guy say just something that hit the spot by the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they're connected to the head. And when you're connected to the Lord and you have your first love intact, and you got to protect your first love. Jesus pointed that out. It will it's able to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. That's the power of your first love. That first love is covenant love. If you let it grow like it's supposed to, you will grow from glory to glory. And you'll be unmovable, steadfast. Steadfast, unmovable. And you'll always abound in the work of the Lord. And there's so much to be learned and so much that we can receive from the Lord. Once you get, all you have to do is get the next generation on the right track, and they'll pick up where you left out and do a greater work than you. I told my son, if you seek the Lord and do what you're supposed to do, your ministry will multiply. It'll be a multiplication of what God started in me.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Jesus said it this way. He said, he that believes will do greater works than me. Now, he left us with a multiplication legacy. It's a covenant multiplication exponential legacy. Think about these. This is what we are able to do. The word of faith message and the obedience of the people has caused so many wonderful people to cherish God, to love God, to know him right. And see, a lot of people are miserable. They love God. They will not back up, but they don't know him, and they're not, their lives are not as prosperous, but they're still devoted. And I want all of God's people who really love him. I'm not talking about just become millionaires. That's one prophet I know, a lady said that money is the lowest form of prosperity, but it's very necessary. I want to see God's people, just like John said, I want to see you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Why not have your whole life connected to the head? And Brother Horton said, take everything you got and give it to Jesus. He'll bless it and give it back to you. And that's on the first audio page, and it's called Classic. That's one of our Sunday school teachers. It really opened my eyes to do this, brought this website assignment. In that, when he gave that, the Lord gave me what to do. I saw what to do in that message. And then he gave me to go ahead to do the, a few months later, to do the heart-to-heart broadcast. See, God has order, and he uses people to help his people. And I love him. Multiplication is ready for you. You just have covenant multiplication is ready for you now. Just stay connected to the head. Don't let, without Jesus, you can do nothing. That's the forgotten scripture. A lot of, just because you had past success, you lived a life of obedience. Never get to the point, say, well, I got it now. I'll just do what I, don't deviate and start doing things out of your mind. Stay connected. Don't do anything without God's guidance and also without his approval. And stick with the perfect will of God. If God wants you in Mississippi, go to Mississippi. Don't go to Alabama. Go to Mississippi. Go where God guides you. Do it when he say do it. The only way you can do that is stay connected to the head. Always be in time, on time, and where you're supposed to be doing what you should do. Ask God to help you be as faithful as you can. As faithful as you can in him. Do all that's in his heart. Because he loves us so much. He will not fail you. It is impossible to obey God and fail. It is impossible. If you stay connected to the head, you'll always be abreast of things to come. You'll be aware of what your enemy is doing. Once you're aware of it, shut him down. Just shut him down. Tell him what he can't do, and that's it. And you'll believe it. The Lord told me this. He said, I'm going to close with this. When people believe that Satan is powerful, it's because he deceived them into believing that he's powerful. His power is deceit. And if you don't believe that he's powerful, and he cannot deceive you then. When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. It's as simple as that, and it's not complicated. That's why the Antichrist is hiding in a hole right now. He ain't coming out till the church is gone. How can he? It don't take but one child of God to say something in faith. And that'll embarrass him. One thing about demonic people, devils, and people of pride, they don't like to be embarrassed. And when Jesus came on the scene, he embarrassed everything that's not of God. He embarrassed it. With covenant of embarrassment. He embarrassed all of it. They couldn't do nothing with him. They couldn't trap him. They couldn't find no fault in him. They had to pay somebody to lie on him. But there was plenty of hatred to do it. And if you think the Pharisees was bad, the people were worse. Consider these things. Your enemy, he's angry and defeated. He can't do anything about what you do. He can't stop you. He can't get you out of covenant. He can't do anything. He's full of negativity. He can't do anything. Until he has to trick people and deceive people that are hardened and disconnected from God. All proud people will follow Satan, and everybody that's sincere, if they receive the light fast enough, they're going to follow the Lord. And I believe the Lord's got a plan in place to awaken everybody that really want to know Jesus. Everybody he knows will really love him. I believe he got a plan in place to get every single one of them. And that's my prayer. I don't want not one of my brothers to be lost. And I do these broadcasts, and I'm on alert. I live on alert to obey God. So, and I ask him to cause these broadcasts to get to people that will receive from it and be connected to the head and follow God, because I know God is good, and it's worth it to me. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to return and take his people off earth until all of his brothers, all of my brothers and sisters are in him. I don't care. I'm not interested in how bad they were either. I want everybody that can be saved to be saved. If they'll be sincere and they'll love God, I want them saved. And I know the Lord. He's moving mightily by the Holy Spirit. And everybody that's truly sincere, he's going to work with them. And I know this. And he's going to use people just like you. People that just love people. Covenant people. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our loving Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in covenant. Multiply and bring many with you.